listener production.
Hi there, I'm Sean Patterson and welcome to Central West Local News. A mostly sunny day across the region, heading for tops of 11 in Orange and 18 in Dubbo. Here's what's making news Tuesday, May 17. Dubbo Council eyeing off segues in the city, a message from pharmacists with flu cases on the rise, and a former Socceroo draws plenty of interest in the Western Premier League. Dubbo is considering a pitch to the state government to operate segways around Tracker Riley Cycleway. It comes as the wait continues to see if Dubbo will be selected for an e-scooter trial. Mayor Matthew Dickerson says council raised the prospect of running segways years ago and believes it would be a great draw card for tourists.
Having segways around our Tracker Riley Cycleway would be fantastic. I can see tourism operators wanting to do that. And I've ridden on segways in places like Canberra. I think there'd be a huge marketing opportunity, a huge tourism opportunity, having segways around the Tracker Riley Cycleway. But again, at the moment, segways are illegal across the state.
A sad week for the parks community, with the town's only vet clinic shutting its doors permanently. The Clarinda Street site has struggled to recruit and retain staff for years, and now the decision's finally been made to hang up the stethoscope. Forbes, Orange and West Wyalong are also currently struggling with a shortage of vets. Both COVID and the flu are now making the rounds ahead of winter in New South Wales. Western Health has seen cases rise slightly in the space of a week, while across the state they have nearly doubled. While it is possible to contract the flu and COVID at the same time, the Pharmacy Guild is urging more of us to get both vaccines when we attend our appointments.
Also, we're encouraging people to get influenza as well as the COVID protections, because they are both respiratory diseases, and last thing we want is to get both viruses at the same time, because that could be quite a hit to the system.
The group's New South Wales president, David Heffernan, there. With the National Careers Week now in full swing, we're being told it's a good time to consider our future employment options. Mid-year sign-ups for TAFE courses are now underway, and the state government is offering low-fee courses to get locals interested.
The New South Wales government is working hard to turbocharge the take-up of vocational education and training by investing in fee-free and low-fee training courses, which aim to get people into jobs and address skill shortages across the state.
Minister for Skills and Tertiary Education, Alistair Henskins there. Having a look at sport now, a historic moment in the Western Premier League at the weekend, with ex-Socceroo Nathan Burns making his debut for the Bathurst 75. The Blaney product didn't feature on the scorecard, but with more than 13 years of professional football under his belt, 75 had plenty of experience to draw on in their 1-0 win over Lithgow. He's hopeful the presence of an ex-professional in the WPL will help inspire the next generation of up-and-coming footballers.
Obviously, when I grew up, there was Archie Thompson, myself, Brian Grant. You've already got three Socceroos within a generation. So there's no reason why there can't be one every year almost coming through the bush. And little things like this might just inspire the next generation.
That's all for this episode of Central West Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at nswlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
Listener.